Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Childhood Memories, Darkness in Paradise. The unusual thing about Hyuk Kang, who wrote This is Paradise back in 2004, is that he was only 13 when he escaped from North Korea. The childhood he recalls is probably not like yours or mine. He says on page 7, "The power station always switched off electricity at night, plunging the city into darkness. As far as I can remember, when I was small, electricity cuts during the day lasted several minutes. Then they gradually became more frequent, and in around 1995, they started lasting all day, then weeks. This meant that water wasn't being pumped, so we had to turn on the taps and hoard supplies as soon as the electricity came back on. But when the intervals were too long, we had to go and collect water from a village not far from the city. Even when everyone's resources were exhausted, the statue of Kim Il-sung continued to light up the night, even more brightly than before, in some people's opinion. But no one ever kicked up a fuss on the subject." Hyuk quotes Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was the chronicler of the Russian Gulag, in a most appropriate way. Alexander said, "Someone that you have deprived of everything is no longer in your power. He is once again entirely free." One can manipulate others by threatening loss, but when all is lost, who cares? North Koreans, who get to the bottom, eventually try to get out of Kim's darkness into the marvelous light of freedom. Many even come to the dazzling light of the gospel and discover not only truth, but real liberty. For this, we continue our prayer vigil. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calms.